Dot 1070 and 92.1 WEKT, joined in studio this morning by Mark Collins, resident here in Todd County, who's also at the recent Republican National Convention. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you were a delegate, or alternate delegate, for the state of Kentucky and representing Todd County. How did things go at the convention this year?
Things went really well. Had a good turnout. Had about 25,000 people there. It was my first time attending, so it's a very exciting event, and I was glad to be a part of it.
Well, being an alternate delegate, what did that entail while you were at the conference this year?
Basically, as an alternate delegate, obviously you have your delegates that are down on the floor and who are casting votes and taking care of party business. If one of them was not able to attend or one of them stepped out, then one of the as an alternate, we got to go down on the floor for a little while. And I had the opportunity to do that, so that was a lot of fun.
Well, did you get to vote on anything while you were there?
No, the votes were cast the first day, so they took care of business on day one. And basically, that was all the voting that was done. Obviously, during the course of the meeting, other motions could come up, but nothing else came up after the initial casting of the delegate votes for Donald Trump.
Well, this was a very historic conference in the sense that this was just days after the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Tell me how the environment was for that.
Yeah, it was. I'd never been to a conference before, so a lot of the other people that I was with had been, and they shared with me about how electrifying, how exciting, how motivated this crowd seemed to be as compared to past conferences. And obviously, the room was pretty electric when Donald came in with his party, and everybody was glad to see him, see that he was doing okay.
Well, I know we are. This all happened after the conference, but of course, the resignation of President Biden, or at least he's not going to run for office anymore, and the stepping up of Kamala Harris. How do you think things are looking up for this November election?
Based on the convention that we had, we left feeling pretty confident that he was probably going to end up winning the election. So I really don't think at this point it matters who they put forward on the Democratic ticket. I think the Republican Party is pretty solidly behind Mr. Donald Trump, and I think in November it'll be a good result for him.
Well, anything else you want to share about your experience at the Republican National Convention this year?
Well, I think it was an opportunity of a lifetime. Obviously, it's my first time to go. It's kind of hard to become a delegate, so I was excited to be selected to go. I encourage anybody who wants to be involved in that process to, you know, contact your party leaders. You have to write a letter as to why you wish to be a part of that process, and hopefully you'll get selected and be a part of that.
That's awesome. So you're also a part of the Todd County Republican Party. Tell me how things are going with that.
Well, we have grown in the last, since 2016. I don't have the exact numbers, but I think we've grown tremendously. We've recently been very involved with James Comer's campaign, and obviously Rand Paul. And of course, we always support our local Republican candidates. So I think as a party, we're seeing our numbers increase, and looking forward to seeing that continue, and just glad to be a part of that organization, and just trying to make sure that the agenda, the beliefs that, you know, that I align with is what the party represents, and just look forward to continuing being part of that.
What are some of the local concerns that the Todd County Republican Party is hearing these days?
Well, I think I don't know if I'd call them concerns. I think obviously some of the agenda that the Republican Party puts out, you know, obviously we want to get leaders in place that align with the core values of the Republican Party. And I think we've made a pretty good stride to that, because I think a lot of the leaders, the constitutional leaders for the most part, are Republican, except for the governor, of course. So obviously there's probably going to be a push to try to get a Republican governor in place next time around. So obviously we want to have people in place that align with their values. And, you know, Todd County is kind of unique in that although we are Republican Party is not the percentage-wise the largest party in the county, but it seems like during the election cycles that it votes Republican. So I think we have a lot of Democrats that vote conservatively. And so obviously there's a move to hopefully get them to move over and go ahead and register as Republican.
If there is anyone listening that is interested in joining the Todd County Republican Party, what's the way to do that? How often do you guys meet?
We meet monthly. Yeah, you can reach out to me. I'm an attorney here in town. Obviously, Mark Collins, Collins Law. You can look my number up. You can always go online to change your party. We have a meeting on August the 8th. We meet behind United Southern Bank in the small building back behind there. Our meetings are obviously open to anybody who wants to attend, so we'd love to see you all there. I know Fall Fest is coming up pretty soon. We always have a booth on the square, so you can always reach out to one of us there, and we can assist you with that. And obviously, Frank Amaro out of Trenton is the party chairman for now, and you can always reach out to him, and he can tell you what process is. You can also go to the Facebook page. There's a Todd County Republican Party Facebook page, and you can find further information on there.
Mark, I appreciate you stopping by and just retelling a little bit about your experience with the Republican National Convention.
All right, thank you so much for having me.